On the show today, we have CU Wallet's Chief Product Officer Carl Cherry talking about San Diego County Credit Union, My Credit Union, running mobile cash access for members. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have Carl Cherry from CU Wallet. How are you, sir?
I am doing better than I deserve. Thank you, Mike.
I like that. I'm going to remember that one. I'm going to trademark that, please.
I think it's already been trademarked, but not by me, but that one's already out there.
Darn it. All right. Well, hey, we're talking about something really kind of equally cool, if not better. San Diego County Credit Union, My Credit Union, I have a personal interest in this, all right, is running mobile cash access for members, something you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. And can you give us a quick kind of like a 411 on what's going on here with San Diego County Credit Union and your mobile cash access for members? It's a really cool thing. I actually downloaded the app, so I'm really excited about this.
Excellent. So yeah, at a high level, let's start out by saying that San Diego, it's My Credit Union as well.
Yay.
San Diego put out a press release on November 30th announcing the fact that they had made available mobile cash access or cardless cash access to their members through a mobile app, obviously. Mm-hmm. And that went out. And really, the application is what you would expect, right? The application allows a member to log in through a branded credit union application, mm-hmm. and then to take money out of an ATM. Essentially, the use case, we can talk about the technology, but the use case is pretty simple, right? It's what you would normally do. You would select a card or select an account. You would select an amount. And then you decide whether or not you want to take the money out immediately. Or if you want to, you can stage a transaction from the comfort of your car or from your office or, you know, from your home. Mm-hmm. So it makes it very convenient. And one of the things that San Diego has done and as part of our strategy is they've included additional feature functionality into it. So San Diego did not include a payment component, but they have included additional components with a company called Mogul and Empire, allowing for card-based offers to be used and, again, to drive adoption with their members.
Right on, yeah, right on.
Pretty cool.
What does it mean for – because you were saying this might be one of the first ones, obviously in San Diego, but maybe right. One of the first ones nationwide. Is that a stretch to say that or –
Well, from a credit union perspective, absolutely. From a financial institution perspective in general, I think what this shows is the incredible model that credit unions still have, right? Yeah. Where we can work collaboratively to create technology and make it available in a cost-efficient, effective, and a quick manner. With San Diego, from the beginning of the project to delivery and certification, it took us about 45 days. So really what you would think would be a really, really heavy lift turned out to be a pretty straightforward. Now it was an intense 45 days, sure. But what we were able to do in a month and a half is certify an application, deliver it really from scratch for them, branded and available.
So that is fast. But,
yeah, and it puts the credit union industry in league with the largest financial institutions really in the country, mm-hmm. and allows them to compete with equivalent functionality. And potentially make it even better by combining solutions that help their small business customers and their members, to spend and save and to do other capabilities. So yeah, it's a very cool application. San Diego has been a great partner to work with, very professional, and they're on top of their game. So it's a good app.
Good people there. And talk about, I mean, that's a really, that old cliche, level the playing field. I mean, it certainly, certainly does that. What does it mean for San Diego County Credit Union and its members, and then ultimately for credit unions nationwide? I mean, you kind of alluded to it in your last response. This is a kind of a big deal, I think.
So, great question. So let me take you back to a conversation. So one of the fortunate things, in addition to what I've done from a professional perspective, one of the things I've been able to do recently is I joined Chrome Federal Credit Union.
I forgot to mention that at the top of the show. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, no worries. But I joined Chrome Federal, and we had a great conversation just a couple of weeks ago, and it was all around technology. So Chrome is doing a lot of things that are really, really cool. They've identified common issues that members have, and they're coming forward with solutions that are really quite innovative. And one of the conversations that we had was, look, everything that a credit union does has to inure to the benefit of the member, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So when you start taking a look at how cardless cash access and the mobile technologies benefit, a couple of things that you need to look at. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I know you're in California. Most of my team is in California. So you guys are blessed, other than rain, with generally beautiful weather, right? Yeah. In Pittsburgh, you know, the snow blows sideways. And so for me, you know, to go to an ATM, if I can sit in my car and I can say, I want to take $60 out of my ATM, I can stage that all up, walk up to the ATM, press a single button, have a code come up, I scan that code, and then within seconds, the money comes out and I get back in my car. Sweet. That's fantastic. Now, maybe I'm weird. Well, I know I'm weird. But I don't think I'm alone in this.
No.
I don't like to turn my back on a parking lot. I don't like to turn my back on a sidewalk or even a lobby necessarily when I'm taking money out of an ATM.
Exactly.
So the traditional use case is you take your card, something that you kind of own, and you put that into a machine, and now you're tethered to the machine.
You're stuck, yeah.
Yeah. So you enter your PIN, you go through all the navigation, there might be some advertisements you've got to go past, you get your money, so the money comes out, and you've got this money, so you put it in your pocket, right? And now I'm still waiting for the card,
to come out.
The card comes out, and you're starting to look, right? Is that guy sneaking up on me?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, now the receipt comes out. I got a receipt. Now, what do I do? Well, you know, in my case, it probably blows away in the wind with the snow. But, you know, you got to open up your wallet again. You put the receipt away. So that's one of the benefits, I think, as well, is it makes the transaction much easier, much less intellectually intense mm-hmm. at the ATM. Mm-hmm. The other thing is from a security perspective, from maybe members get this, maybe they don't get it. But from a membership perspective, I've got that physical card, right? I can lose that card. I can dip it into a machine. It can get skimmed. So that number can be taken. Now, all of a sudden, I, as a member, have all the hassle associated with getting my account back, with talking to the credit union. So there's a whole lot of, I think, peace of mind that comes with this. Mm-hmm. All comes back to the question you just asked, right? From a credit union perspective, what's the benefits? Well, it's all the benefits that we just provided to the member. In addition, it provides some additional things, right? So for the credit union, fraud losses go down. Time in front of an ATM goes down. So in a busy time of the day, that's huge, yeah. Like at lunch break when people are lined up.
Right.
Other things are if a card is stolen, it prevents that having to reissue the plastic. It also provides an opportunity, and now this is looking forward a little bit, to all of the analytics that you get out of a geolocated device and as the member is using it, both from a security and from a servicing perspective. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of components that that are for the benefit of the credit union, but ultimately they really serve the member.
Okay, cool. Yeah, good answer. And of course, there's that cool factor as well, you know? I mean, I'm all about the cool factor. As superficial as it gets. Because when I download the app, I haven't used it yet, but I intend to. So I'm going to go there probably this weekend and check it out and see how it works and stuff. But it's like, hey, this is kind of cool, you know? Yeah. It's like, you know, and just kind of gives me one more reason to have San Diego County Credit Union on the top of my mind, you know? So that's a good thing in a member's mind, I think.
When we piloted this, and I won't give up any names. When we piloted this, one of the credit union employees was taking money out of an ATM, and there was a member behind them, and they're like, "That is really cool," and the employees turned around and said, "We haven't officially released this yet, but it's in the App Store. You can go download it."
Yeah.
So, but just by word of mouth, people saw it and said, "Hey, this is really cool," mm-hmm. and they started downloading. And it is. It's available in the app. It's been launched. So yep. It's press release is out.
I got it, man. All right, so looking at the bigger picture with mobile, what are a couple of trends credit unions need to be aware of in 2017? I mean, this is obviously one of them because I've actually been hearing about this for a while now, and now it's a reality, so it's really cool. So what else is out there that you guys are seeing and that you might be working on?
Right. Sam, thanks for the opportunity for that question. So from a 2017 perspective, I think it's going to be another interesting year for mobile. From obviously cardless cash access has opportunities, and I'll finish with that.
Sure.
Where I'd like to start, though, talking about opportunities, is I think everybody has recognized that that the credit unions and the banks are continuing to make mobile inroads, right? They're continuing to try mobile applications, mm-hmm. Not necessarily just one, often two or three mobile applications, point solutions. They're trying different things to get traction. If you look at Chase Pay, there's been a lot of information in the news recently about Chase Pay, big major brand, right? And they've come out with an application. While I wouldn't encourage all of our members to go out and get it, what I would encourage is for those of us who are, you know, who are making decisions at a credit union level, we should probably be playing with those applications.
Check it out, yeah.
Chase Pay is really pretty cool. You can only put a Chase Pay card in it, and you look at this, and it's another one of the pays. When you open the application, it tells you immediately where you can use the application. There's two stores, Starbucks and Best Buy. That's it. Big green pay button or big bold pay button at the bottom of the screen. Right. Two places to use it.
Wow.
Now, we all know the Chase is working to solve that, as is everybody else.
Sure.
What Chase has recognized is that the opportunity is to broaden the conversation. So not only are they doing payments, but they have offers. I've read that they're going to have loyalty in there. Mm. They're doing targeted marketing with that. There's last transaction. I can see transaction on my card. Mm-hmm. So they're providing some real value. I would add to that that from a pay perspective, again, it's the adoption has been slow. We know it will come. Similar strategy to CUWallet, right?
Right.
We've added the ability to bring in ads and offers, card-based offers. We're looking at loyalty. There's a lot of product capabilities that we're adding in. I would also challenge the credit unions, who are mostly letting the market go with respect to transaction alerting and transaction controls. This is something that's mandated by the networks. And most of my transactions that I get on my phone are coming in through Apple Pay, right? Anytime I do an American Express transaction, I see it pop up in my Apple Pay wallet. If I do a Discover card transaction, I've got a Discover app, MasterCard's getting control, Visa's got their product, and the credit unions are allowing that whole segment to slip away from them. So what Chase is doing and what we're trying to enable credit unions to do as well is to put applications out there so that the credit union member can start using it and drive that adoption and that frequency of use and then continue to layer additional functionality into it.
Okay. And again, that keeps your credit union top of mind for your member. It's just like the app that you guys have. It keeps you guys top of mind, so you never forget it. Because there's an old saying, like, you know, when I was an editor, you know, when I was an editor for, you know, various newspapers and magazines here in San Diego, there was a thing. PR people would always send us, you know, their press releases and stuff, but they would send it to us weekly, and so their client's name or the company would send it to us was always top of mind for us. So we would always know what the news was going on. So it's the same thing here with these apps and stuff. It's always using the stuff daily or sending the reminders, all the time, it keeps your credit union top of mind for the member. So, hey, it's like, oh my gosh, you know what? We need a loan or we need to invest or something like that. So there's always that service there.
Absolutely. And that's the key, right? The credit unions have invested a tremendous amount of effort and capital in creating a brand.
Yep.
And they are at risk of being disintermediated. And one of the things we at CUWallet and anybody who's offering the mobile technologies, if they're offering to brand it for you and to make that yours, mm-hmm. what we're trying to do is we're trying to help you maintain that customer relationship rather than let it go over to one of the other generic pays. So, again, the Chase Pay model is they're putting out something that has limited use from a payment capability. We know it will grow. We know that it'll get better.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is it's a land grab.
Yeah, there's a lot of upside there, big time.
Absolutely.
All right, let's wrap up here, Carl, because I know you got lots of technology to develop over there, so I don't want to hold you back here. So where can we find out more about the mobile cash access and all this other great stuff that you guys are doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate the opportunity there as well. So I guess two things. One is if any of your listeners have migraine problems that they're trying to develop solutions for in the mobile space, I would love to hear from them to talk about what we can develop and what we can leverage and make available in the industry. For anybody, any of your listeners or anybody who's interested in more information about cardless cash access or what CUWallet can do, I would just respectfully ask that they reach out to info@CUWallet.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very cool. Right on.
All right.
Great message to end on. Carl, thank you so much. This could go on another half hour. This is stuff that's very intriguing to me and personal as well, because San Diego County Credit Union is leading the way. So we're very proud credit union folks out there. So thank you very much for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you for all you do for the industry.
Oh my gosh, you're very welcome.